Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Biden administration is warning employers that they can be punished for failing to use so-called preferred pronouns. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mee.
You know, Matt, this is just another example of the Biden administration pushing this radical LGBTQ and whatever numbers, letters you want to add after that, agenda on people. This is radical. This is crazy.
Well, the Biden administration has gone nuts.
Yeah.
Frankly, I can't really say it any other way, but they've gone nuts, and they taken the federal agencies to become weapons of mass destruction against people's values and religious freedom, and they are using every opportunity they can to sow chaos, and frankly, they have continually been shot down in the courts. They still, like a whack-a-mole, keep going, and they ignore the Constitution. And even when they get pushed back by the courts, they still try to push their unlawful agenda. In this particular case, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission published new harassment guidelines recently. After voting along partisan lines to approve them, even in the face of opposition from nearly two dozen red states, three Democratic appointees approved the rules while two Republicans opposed them. This we knew was getting ready to happen with the EEOC because under Joe Biden, they now have one vote majority on the EEOC. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or the EEOC, is the federal agency that overviews the federal Title VII employment law. And that particular law applies to employers, private as well as public, but private employers particularly, that have 15 or more employees over a certain period of time.
And you know, this is truly offensive, Matt, because this document elevates gender identity as a protected class under discrimination laws like race, sex, and religion. That does not belong on the same line.
No, and so what they did was they provide guidance, quote unquote. Their guidance is their radical ideology agenda. And they're trying to suggest to employers, you need to follow this guidance from the EEOC because this is how the EEOC is going to apply Title VII, the federal law that I mentioned applies to so many employers across the country. So prohibited harassment now under their so-called guidance is, quote, repeated and intentional use of a name or pronoun inconsistent with the individual's known gender identity, misgendering, parentheses, or the denial of access to a bathroom or other sex-segregated facility consistent with the individual's gender identity, close.
And here they want to punish employers if they don't comply with this so-called guidance.
Yeah, so the Biden administration's new guidance on these employees is just another example of executive overreach. This is the unlawful actions of this administration. So what this particular guidance is essentially saying is that for these employers, without any court case or any other legal backing, that employers that don't use a false pronoun. Now, we're talking about employers that are schools as well. So, for example, you could have a person who is a teacher, and they're refusing to lie to the students. Mm-hmm. Because now, understand what we're dealing with. You're probably thinking, because you don't think along these lines, nobody in their right mind thinks along these lines.
But they're trying to force you
to. You don't think along the lines that a man or a boy can be a girl or vice versa.
It's not
and
true.
And if you do think about what some people are arguing, you only think in that kind of narrow construct. So you're thinking, well, it only involves, as bad as it is, a boy wanting to be called a girl or identified as a girl. or a girl wanting to be identified as a boy. Well, it does include that, right? But within their world of false pronouns, that's just two using opposite pronouns. There's over 100 different kinds of pronouns that they have come up with. I mean, there are pronouns you can't even pronounce. Yeah. They call them pronouns. They're fictitious, fake lies, and they call them pronouns, and they're not anything close to a pronoun, but they call them pronouns. And so you could have a boy wanting to identify as a girl, or an employer, for example, dealing with employees, and say that employee wants to be identified as a girl or wants to be identified as a boy. But you could also have that employer dealing with an employee where they want to be identified as both he and she, where they want to be identified as they, so that it's neither or that it's both, or that they want to be identified in a whole list of other ways. I mean, just unbelievable things. And so if you don't refer to them as their particular pronoun, like, for example, your employer is now talking to other people, right? And you're talking about what your employee is doing over in a particular department. And you say, she's doing this, she just did that, and go talk to him and so forth, and he'll be able to give you the information that you need for today's project.
Well, you just switched genders.
Well, I'm talking about two different people. I'm talking about a she, and I'm talking about a real he, right?
Oh, we're getting real confused
but,
here.
You know, but now you say, well, wait a minute. You can't call that department head he, because that department head goes by they. So if you say, now the employer says, now go speak to they, and it's like, well, who's that? I mean, it just gets...
It's ridiculous.
Absurd. That we're even talking about it. It's so absurd.
But it pushes reality out of the window and trying to force people to lie and to live in this delusion that people are trying to create.
Well, I have news for you, Biden administration and EEOC. What you're doing is unlawful, and it will not be upheld in the courts. It's nonsense. And you can't force employers to operate in this fictitious never-never land that is an absolute lie.
In fact, 20 Republican state attorneys general told the EEOC that the agency's efforts to impose these restrictions on pronouns in bathrooms were not authorized by the ruling or by any action of Congress.
Absolutely. They're clearly not. They just don't have anything to do with what the law is. But that doesn't stop this administration from doing all that kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have Chloe Cole, for example, she's a person in California, and she was a victim of this false ideology that suggests that you can just simply change your gender, that you might be born in the wrong body, that you may be female and you were actually born in a male body. So what you need to do is you need to take puberty blockers, you need to take cross-sex hormones, and you need to go through mutilating surgery to make yourself look cosmetically like what you have in your, you know, misguided thinking. Mm-hmm. And that'll be all right. Everything will be fine. And that's what Chloe Cole was told. Her mom was told, you could have a dead daughter, or you could have a living son. It's your choice.
And she saw a lot of the propaganda on social media, too, which they get these kids when they're 11, 12, and start pushing this at them.
Yeah, so Chloe Cole, at age 14, went through these puberty blockers. I think it was age 16, or 14, 16, around that time frame. She went through a total...
She's minor.
Double
yeah.
mastectomy, a minor, yeah. by a number of years.
It's tragic.
And now she totally regrets it, now that she's an adult, and she is one of the leading voices to show, hey, this is false, this is harmful. This is not just some deranged ideology, which it is, but it's a deranged ideology, which is dangerous.
Right. She wakes up now. Her voice is different. She has to wear bandages across her chest that leak regularly. I mean, she's dealing with these physical problems now because of this. And the surgeons, which happily did the surgery and took their money, don't want anything to do with her now.
No, because it denies their profit-making motive and it denies their ideology. Mm-hmm. When somebody like Chloe Cole says, I was duped, I was lied to, and you all who were supposed to protect me, you were the perpetrators of these lies, right, and you caused harm.
She was a child.
And this is what the Biden administration is doing. You know, with all the things that are going on college campuses and around the world, this is what they spend their time doing. Mm-hmm. Instead of helping administer the rule of law, they are part of a lawless activity, weaponizing the government. And this particular effort by the Biden administration, it will meet with the same fate as much of his other attempts to engage in lawlessness. The courts will strike it down. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.